Anxiety will make you think what you are experiencing is so different, it's so complicated, that the answer to all your problems also needs to be extremely complicated. You might be dealing with physical symptoms that even the doctors can't figure out, and just to be told there's nothing you can do. And you might be thinking, okay, the answer to healing is just, it's really complicated. But the truth is that it's actually these smaller, subtle things. And what I want to talk about in this video is this very, very, very subtle mental trap that almost guaranteed you're going through, that you're doing without even realizing it. You need to adjust this if you're on the healing journey. This video is going to be so important because there's no circumventing this. You have to face this and you have to be aware of this force at play. So let's get it started. People get a little bit frustrated when we're guiding them, okay? Now you might be thinking, why do they get frustrated? You know, they're getting guidance from people that have recovered. Well, it's because they have the expectation that we're going to be showing them like this crazy, you know, sophisticated algorithm on how to heal. And, you know, because, you know, they've tried to heal for so long by themselves that when they realize that healing is actually these small, subtle things, it can get quite frustrating because they've been struggling for so long. They've probably spent so much money trying to get this fixed. They've been doing everything they can. They've been using all their mental willpower. For the solution to be these small, subtle things, it kind of feels like it was a waste. Now, before I tell you what this is, what I tend to find is that people will tend to react two ways. Number one, they will listen to the small, subtle thing and they'll say, ah, that's such a small thing. Like, that's not anything. And they disregard it, like what I mentioned to you earlier. Or second, they feel like, oh yeah, I'm aware of this. I know that this is there and, you know, I'm working on it and it's not, you know, I've already gotten handled. And what I often find is, you know, when I'm working with people, they don't have it handled. They still have some blind spots, okay? I often find that even when people are making progress on their healing journey, this thing starts surfacing up and they thought the problem was, you know, their symptoms, their sensations, their feelings, but it's this thing. And this one thing, it's gonna sound silly, it's the intrusive thoughts. It is the catastrophizing of what's going on. Look, so much of what you're experiencing is real, right? The symptoms you're experiencing, the panic attacks, the digestive issues, the nausea, the brain fog, the panic attacks, you know, the what if sensations, you know, just the feeling of overwhelm, getting those anxiety attacks out of nowhere. That's the problem, right? I agree. But what's also the major problem behind all this is the meaning that you're attaching to this. The stories and narratives that you have about why this is happening and what's going on in the background, that's actually what's fueling this. People will look at, let's say, you know, digestive issues. This is something that I dealt with. And because I was having digestive issues, how does that relate to anxiety? There must be something wrong with my gut, right? Because I'm experiencing digestive issues. But what I didn't realize was that I was actually having thoughts around why I was having digestive issues. I was thinking, okay, well, I have digestive issues. So my story, my narrative was, it must be something I've eaten. You know, I started reading into the gut microbiome and I started, you know, changing my diet. You know, I basically had like a food allergy list that went down, like, you know, from here all the way down to the floor of just like different things I was allergic to, apparently, you know, and turned out it was all anxiety. Once I got better, I didn't have allergies to any of those things. But do you see how, when it came to my physical symptoms, it was the thoughts around my symptoms that was actually the sinister thing? And people that are on the healing journey, people that are struggling with anxiety, don't take into account to any of this. This is why I always mention the key to healing, the first step in healing, is education. When you know what's happening, when you know why you're experiencing the symptoms, when you understand the mechanics of anxiety, you start seeing, oh, okay, so these belief patterns that I had about a sensation, about a symptom were false. Now you know what's happening. Now the belief pattern changes on its own, right? The digestive issues were just because, yeah, you know, when you're experiencing anxiety, you know, digestion stops. The fight or flight response does not care about, you know, digestion. Same thing with panic attacks. Same thing with even the intrusive thoughts. Sometimes you'll have these thoughts, these what if situations, and you're so quick to believe them. You're so quick to believe them. Why? Because they just feel so real, right? Then you go to your doctor, then you go to your therapist, and they say everything is fine, but you just can't believe them. You're like, no, but I still feel like it's this. I still feel like it's that. Well, what's happened is that you're experiencing sensations, thoughts, feelings, but you're not giving yourself enough distance. You don't know the mechanics, right? So, what is the subtle shift? Recognize that when you're in this state, you're automatically going to be catastrophizing. Anxiety is going to be looking at all the bad case scenarios, grabbing the scariest one and magnifying it. And it wants to magnify it because it wants you to react. So, all you need to do is be aware of these intrusive thoughts. It's just a symptom of anxiety. That's it. Doesn't this sound wild? Doesn't this sound like this is like the most smallest subtle thing? You're like, okay, Sean, like, so I'm just gonna think like that and all of a sudden everything will get better? Kinda, yeah, I do, right? And I get it, right? Like, if you say like, this is so silly, this is so small, no, I have to be, taking my supplements, taking my vitamins, changing my diet, doing cold plunges, going for runs. No, I got to be doing those kinds of things as well. Fine, you can do those things. My own anxiety, I still feel like was like the worst, like one of the worst I'd seen. And once I fixed this aspect, just this thing I'm showing you, I didn't have to do any of those things. Now, yes, I do those things, but I do it for health reasons. I didn't have to do it to get rid of my anxiety, you know? And I see so many anxiety healers talking like this too. They're like, oh, you need to do this. Make sure you have a gratitude journal. Have, and like all these things. It's not a bad thing, but I have always focused on simplifying healing. What's going to get you to recovery the fastest? And oftentimes it's doing less. And so you might think this small mindset shift is so silly, it's so stupid, but I'm telling you, like it works, right? When people join the program, they've already invested in the program. So when I'm telling them to do this, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to do it, but I don't think it's going to make that much progress. And then slowly and steadily, they're like, wow, this one mindset shift changed everything, right? Once I realized that, these were intrusive thoughts that I didn't even react to them, then you let the anxious energy bypass you. You let the anxious energy ride like a wave and you don't do anything. What people don't realize is that it's because of these intrusive thoughts, it's because of this catastrophizing that they're not aware. Whenever they get these thoughts, they begin reacting. Now, what happens when you react? You might feel better in the moment, right? Let's say if you're feeling digestive issues, right? I've been giving you that example, right? And you're like, okay, there's something wrong with my digestion. Well, what that's doing is that that's reinforcing this anxiety cycle, right? It's causing my nervous system to amp up more. Instead of saying, okay, well, the digestive issues are just there because my nervous system is sensitized, and these thoughts around, I have a leaky gut, or I have candidas, or all these other things, these are just intrusive thoughts. There's nothing to do. So what happened was, is that yes, those thoughts came in, but the thoughts just burned itself out. The feelings came in, but the feelings burned themselves out. And over time, I was just getting more and more relaxed. And slowly and steadily, I was able to eat things again. But what happened? Fundamentally, what happened? It was just this small change. And that's why I say even education and knowledge won't get you there fully, because you can be watching videos all day. But oftentimes, you have these blind spots, and it's very hard to be able to see the blind spots yourself. It's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible. It's 100% possible, but it's very difficult. Right? Have you ever noticed it's much easier for you to see a blind spot in somebody else when you see somebody that's like doing something and you're aware, it's so obvious to you, you're like, why are you doing that? You're doing this to yourself. And it's very easy to see it from the outside. And that's true, but doing it to yourself, reflecting it on yourself, it's very difficult because ego's in the way, you have mental activity that's in the way, you have emotions that's in the way. It's hard to look at things from a neutral perspective. Even when you find the right person that helps you, it's these subtle changes. It's so small. And I know you want it to be complicated, and I know you want it to be one of those things that, like, it took a lot of effort and all these things. But the reality is that it's actually what makes this hard is because it's so simple. And because the solution is so simple, you want to feel like, oh, I should have just caught this earlier, right? But this is part of the growth journey. This is part of the evolution of yourself, right? And it's better to catch it, rectify it, than not see it at all, or trying to find a solution to a problem that's not even there, right? So I hope this helps. This is really important on the healing journey. If you want to know more about the stages of recovery, make sure to check out this video up here. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.